Thank you. You know, I wished I could stand up here and tell this great, vast audience something that would improve you. But I ain't one of these people that goes around over the country telling folks how to live. We got too many folks doing that. I want to admit to you tonight, I don't know nothing about crime in the street. I don't know nothing about the taxation problem. I don't know nothing about inflation. I don't know nothing about the highway and road problems. I don't know nothing about education. I've been a little bit surprised I ain't been elected to the legislature. I am aware of the generation gap. Now, I ain't as young as some of you folks in the audience or some of these young performers and dancers that we've had tonight, but I've seen a lot of suns rise and a lot of suns set, and I believe there is a generation gap. Now, you take this thing that they call marijuana. I was standing on the street in downtown Nacogdoches, Texas, just a few weeks ago, talking to a rancher friend of mine, and the sheriff walked by. This friend of mine hollered at the sheriff. He says, "Come over here, sheriff." The sheriff walked over there. He says, "Sheriff," says, "I'm a-hearing a lot about this thing they call marijuana." He said, "What is marijuana?" All the sheriff said, "Tom," said, "it's a weed," said, "it grows up high," and said, "it's got a big leaf on it, jagged edges around." Says, "these folks is drying them leaves like tobacco." Says, "they're curing them." Says, "they grind it up and they roll it up in Bull Durham paper." And says, "they smoke it." Says, "they call it pot." And says, "when they smoke it," says, "they go on a trip." Says, "it sends them on a trip." Tom said, "well, that's the dangdest thing I ever heard." He said, "we always had a pot." But he said, "we kept it under the bed and it kept us from making a trip." He said, football is just around the corner. Now, that's something else I don't understand is football. I know over there at Nacogdoches, we fired our coach. He had a 5-5 record, and they fired him. He lost 5 at home and lost 5 on the road. But they let him go. Do y'all remember when they played the first North versus the South football game? It's played, I believe, in Montgomery, Alabama, about 35 years ago. And the South was favored to win. They had some big old boys, and they had 5 All-Americans starting out for their team that day. Well, the game started. The Southern boys had done read the newspaper. They knew they was going to win. Well, they run one another up and down the field there the first half, and neither side scored air point. They went in the dressing room at the half. Them Southern boys had their heads down. They knew what that coach was going to say to them at the half. And showed up, that coach come in that dressing room where them old iron lockers was, them wooden benches, and it didn't smell good in there. He walked right by them players, didn't say a word to them. 5 minutes passed, coach didn't say a word. 10 minutes passed, the coach didn't open his mouth. 15 minutes come and go, and the coach had not said a word. Directly, one of the game officials stuck his head in the door, said, "Coach, you got 5 minutes to be back on the field for the second half." And that coach stood up and he turned and he looked at them football players and he said, "boys," he says, "you have not played up to your potential." He said, "you have not done your best." But he said, "boys, that ain't what's hurting me inside." He said, "the thing that's tearing me up inside is that you don't seem to understand what this game is all about." He said, boys, them other boys across the hall in that other dressing room said, boys, them people is Yankees. He said, them are the people that come through the South, and they burnt our cities, and they destroyed our crops, and they poured out our whiskey, and they violated our women folks. Now, he said, I want you to get out. Destroyed our crops, and they poured out our whiskey, and they violated our women folks. Now, he said, I want you to get out there this second half, and I want you to get them. Well, he said, them boys never even went out the dressing room door. Said they just backed off and run through the wall. Said they knocked a big hole in the wall and said as they charging to get back out on that field, there's a big old All-American tackle from Mississippi State. 6'4", 270 pounds, not an ounce of fat on him nowhere. And just as he's a-going through the hole in the wall, he turned to that coach and he said, Coach, he said, reckon which one of them fellas over there it was poured out that whiskey.